With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chime! There was an executive order. Have I no power? Is my power gone?
Hey, I told everyone everyone on the show would get to play their favorite Christmas song. This is Mike Milbury's favorite Christmas
song. It's not Mike Milbury's favorite Christmas song.
I knew I loved that guy.
Listen, come on. You have no right to say anything, Greg. Anybody that eats their feelings as a middle-aged man should feel shame.
Whoa, be careful. Pat Maroon is going to make
Pat
a...
Maroon. You know what? And Jack Edwards. Who's Jack Edwards? I bet he went through all through junior high school being picked on, bullied. Now he's trying to get even. I mean, wouldn't you slap that guy around, Wiggy? You skinny, scrawny, mouthy little son of a bitch.
Mike Milbury,
I would have stuffed him in a locker.
Mike Milbury is brought to you. Mike Milbury is brought to you this week by Shaw's and Star Market, bringing people together around food, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. By D'Angelo Grilled Sandwiches, for a limited time, get 20% off your order using code 2020. And Mike Milbury, also brought to you by Kentucky Owl, the wise man, American straight bourbon whiskey. And he joins us on the Harbor One hotline. I don't think I've ever met another man who likes that Mariah Carey song. I mean,
well, you know what? I was, first of all, the movie's great. I watched the special. Did you watch the special about Love Actually?
No.
It was just on a couple nights ago. And they brought back all the original characters, and they interviewed him. It was really fantastic.
So, is that your favorite Christmas film?
Well, it's kind of tied with Elf.
Unbelievable.
Elf is pretty good too.
I think they're going to do a second one.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I do.
Or on TV shows. Are you guys watching Yellowstone?
Did you
watch Yellowstone?
Courtney loves it.
Oh my God! This Beth Dutton makes Tony Soprano look like a wimp.
Yeah.
I mean, she is nasty. I love it.
I couldn't believe that her real name's Bethany. In the last episode, we found that out. She's like, no, I'm Beth. She's such a badass.
Oh, it's. I have fun watching that show. When I'm really feeling down, I just watch it and watch her beat up on people.
And bad news, Elf 2 was canceled.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep, never got off the ground.
You know what should have also been canceled? Courtney's boxed mashed potatoes.
They were delicious, Mike.
Come on. Well, my sister once brought mashed potatoes out of a box for Thanksgiving. She was suspended for a year.
You would have never known.
Probation for life.
You would have never known.
Oh, my God.
All right, so Liz, Wiggy wanted you to weigh in. Is it okay to say that? On the Pat Maroon issue, is it surprising to you that he responded to Jack Edwards?
I think it's funny. I think it shows a little, it shows why three times in a row he won the Stanley Cup championship. He's got nothing to worry about. He can be fat all he wants.
Yeah.
Look at Jack, scrawny little son of a gun.
Do you think it's okay?
Screaming at the TV all the time. I got to turn it down half the time.
Do you think it's okay, though, for him to do that? To spend, it wasn't even like a funny joke. It was awkward, and he keeps going on and on about it.
Because Jack is awkward. I mean, that's the way he is. I mean, I think half of Boston hates him and half of him loves him. But he certainly loves the Bruins and is passionate about it. But, he's a different, breed of cat. And do you like him or love him? Am I going to start judging him? No, as a guy that's been canceled, I have no right anymore.
We talked about this briefly before, but I just want to revisit it with this team being undefeated at home and just on an absolute tear. It's very similar with the Celtics. where you make a coaching change. And, you know, all we heard about the Celtics last year was, you know, what a difference Ime made. That team, they make a coaching change, and they're on a tear. This Bruins team makes a coaching change. They're also on a tear. However, the guy that left is doing pretty well with his team. And you talked a little bit about this last week, but now as they continue to win these games, is it more – I look at it as being more of a hot goaltender, and you got, you know, you got an additional defenseman who, you know, was hurt last year. To me, I can't believe that a coaching change made that much difference. And if so, what does it say about these guys?
Could you keep your questions a little shorter, please, Greg?
Yeah, sorry.
Listen, first of all, I'm glad you brought up the streak thing. Because I was, you know, down in the Cape, you can't always get the right channel that you want. You have to move dials around. And so I listened to your competitors, Felger and Maz, yesterday. And those chuckleheads, how are they beating you guys out, by the way? They have no idea what they're talking about. Maz is talking about the streak doesn't mean any difference. You know, that's why he doesn't know anything about, you know, jocks. Because the last jock he had, we sniffed it. I mean, they were talking about the streak like it was nothing. These guys are going to remember the streak for the rest of their lives.
Yes, of course.
I mean, it's wonderful. Anyway, what was the question again?
Do you look at it when you the year to year?
Oh yeah, Montgomery, right? Montgomery. I don't know. We talked about Mr. Rogers. I mean, he's the happy-go-lucky. The team has proven to be deeper than anybody thought. A more resilient puck possession guys. There isn't one factor here, although you have to give him credit. I actually did a show with John Shannon, who used to be the executive producer of CBC yesterday, and he was talking about Scotty Bowman, who knows Montgomery very well, and said he's just a really intelligent guy that knows the game very well. His composure is excellent. I look at him on the bench. There's never any, you know, there's never any Mike Milbury moments, that's for sure. And he's got his finger on the pulse of the team, and it's a new way of doing it, I would have to admit, but you're not going to say it's just Montgomery. Is it Krejci coming back? Is it Bergeron, you know, renewed enthusiasm for the game? Certainly Lindholm's excellence adding to already McAvoy's excellence, two number one defensemen, and Swayman comes back and looks like, you know, he's going to the Hall of Fame. How did that happen? I mean, everything is clicking for them. It's not going to always click for them. They're going to hit some bumps in the road. They come up to a really tough schedule here in the next little while. Colorado is dinged up a little bit, but still a very formidable opponent, comes in on Saturday, and we'll see how that works out. But it's a fun team to watch. Well, I didn't think they're – yes, go ahead, Courtney.
Well, I was just going to say, you bring up the schedule ahead, and they've been able to play so well, but they've had nice stretches in between of off days. Now you look, starting Saturday, they play every other night. So how important is it for them to get through this stretch, get through it healthy, and how many games do you think that they need to do, at least 500?
I don't think they have any pressure on them right now because of what they've done so far. And this guy, the coach, has been – giving certainly the over 30 crowd a ton of time off, which I applaud him for. And yet you have to worry about the conditioning versus the time off thing. I think we mentioned that before. And this is something that he's got to juggle, but he's got a staff now that's able to help him, guide him through some of these lulls. But there won't be any more lulls between now and Christmas. And I think they'll be just fine. I don't have any lack of confidence in them anymore, and I can't believe I'm saying that.
Mike, and I know that you're saying like bumps in the road, and I think a lot of people don't look at this team and say they're so confident, but do they need some adversity so we can maybe really see what this team is? And I know it might be hard for them to lose, you know, 3-4 in a row, but do you need that as a hockey team to kind of, especially when you're playing this good, just to show, okay, you can bounce back from that?
It's an interesting question, but, you know, I mean, when you were playing, did you really want to find adversity in your game? I didn't. I just wanted to keep on winning, have some fun, have a few laughs, but will they learn something from it? Some of the younger guys will, and some of the older guys have already been through plenty of adversity. Just keep the party going.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember Teddy Bruschi saying during the year that they went undefeated that he maybe felt like maybe losing a game might have took some of the pressure off. I don't know. I just maybe because there's so many games in hockey, unlike football, that if you go on a 3 or 4 game losing streak, it's not a bad thing.
You know, I think they probably will go on a 3 or 4 game losing streak at some point. And whether it's a good or bad thing, I guess we'll know. But given what I've seen through 25% of the season, this is not just a drop in the hat. That's like, you know, 5 games in a football season. You pretty much know what you got at that mm-hmm. point, don't you? And I think we know what we have with the Bruins right now. And it's a darn good team that's resilient, that has leadership at the top. I mean, Bergeron, Krejci, Marchand, those guys have been around for a while. They know what's what. They know how to win, and they know how to handle losing. I don't think they need it, but I think they'll handle it well if they come across it.
Well, it seems like they're able to, from a veteran perspective, take a guy like Taylor Hall, who you might think would be pissed about, a demotion to the third line. But you hear him, all he says is, He doesn't look at it like it's a demotion. I mean, that's got to be the influence of those guys or Montgomery.
It's a matter of maturity for Taylor Hall. And didn't we talk about this way back when everybody gets healthy and Marchand gets healthy? Wouldn't it be interesting to see if Taylor Hall is on the third line?
Yeah.
He looks pretty good. Yeah. I mean, he's acting appropriately. He's doing whatever he should do. He was the best player on the ice in the last game again. You know, I thought he was tremendous, and I thought his comments about handling the third line situation were excellent, and he must have been handled in the appropriate manner by Jim Montgomery again, because I mean, if you're an MVP in the league and all of a sudden you're on the third line, there are a lot of guys who would be squawking, and this guy's got to the point where I think he's figured it out. The winning is the most important thing. It's not the MVP. It's winning a championship.
Well, Mike, as always, it's a pleasure. I know you want to head off because you got some World Cup soccer to watch. So,
oh man, that U.S. game was so thrilling to me. I can't wait to get back to it. You know, actually, I'm going to put on Beth Dutton and Yellowstone.
Oh, you're not going to get up Saturday morning?
No. Or maybe I'll just rewind the Love Actually special. Goodbye.
You and Wiggy, not soccer guys. Sorry, Sean, not soccer guys.
Sorry, all I'll right. stand on my island alone.
Mike, we'll talk to you
next week. Have a good week, Greg. Go eat your feelings.
All right, Mike, we'll talk to you next week. The great Mike Milbury. Coming up next, 12 days of Twitchmas underway. Ooh. So go to Twitch and watch this show. And then we'll tell you to call, and yeah, you don't have to be watching. Obviously, you can listen and call, and you'll select one of the 12 gifts that are under the WEEI tree here in the studio, and we'll see what you get. So it's kind of like a Yankee swap, but you can't take somebody else's gift.
Right.
So 12 days of Twitchmas coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.